This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and it is a Thursday, and that means it's time to welcome back to studio the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by each week for Cinema Chat, and another good day to you, sir.
Yeah, good day to you. It's a big movie weekend. We're leading up to the Thanksgiving Day weekend,
which is
a week from today.
And that tends to be a blockbuster weekend,
absolutely, right? Yeah. But there's lots to talk about. But we'll start off with Michelle Williams, who's turning into one of the great actresses out there right now. But she's signed up to do a biopic on Janis Joplin, directed by Sean Durkin, called Janis.
They've been trying to make this movie forever. I mean, yeah. Melissa Etheridge, a whole bunch of people have been attached to this thing, and I can't see her in that. She's such a good actress. I bet it works out.
Absolutely.
But just, I can't see that yet.
Well, you'll get your chance, it looks like. So Sean Durkin directed Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, and obviously Michelle Williams is very, very accomplished and just appeared on Broadway with our friend Jeff Daniels not too long ago.
Well, I'm in for anything Janis, so we're good to go.
Kate Upton was one of many people, especially in the Detroit area, that was upset that yeah. Justin Verlander did not get the
Cy Young Award.
And so anyway, she's the fiance of Justin Verlander, and she set out a series of tweets that very explicitly said she didn't think they made
she
a
certainly
very
didn't,
good decision.
She did not mince words. She did not mince words. And I happen to agree that he was perhaps unfairly considered by a couple of writers.
Most number one votes.
By a wide margin.
But a couple folks didn't even put him on the ballot at all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right. You had to think, well, at least he was fourth best this year, you know? I mean, he had a great year.
Absolutely. Well, the Anna Rapolish Film Festival is playing Friday through Sunday, November 18th through 20th. And they've been doing this festival in Ann Arbor at the Michigan Theater since 1993. So come on down and see a lot of great Polish documentaries, animated shorts, and feature films. And you're going to get a view of world culture, and Polish culture in particular. And Poland is one of those great countries that make film. So France, the United States, Japan, Poland is one of those countries that since the beginning has made great films, and great filmmakers come out of Poland. So go check it out. It's a very, very good festival. And again, it's Friday through Sunday, and we'll be playing stuff at the Michigan Theater.
Gimme Danger still around?
Gimme Danger tonight. Last screening, 9:55. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Another film that folks are totally loving, A Man Called Uwe, which is the biggest thing in terms of movies to come out of Sweden since The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The novel is a huge hit. I was just at an event where the Ypsilanti Public Library head librarian was talking about how great the movie, or how great the novel is, and the movie follows right in.
And it's one of those rare instances where it translates into greatness in film.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a touching comic crowd pleaser, but it may call for a tissue or two as this old guy goes from grumpy to his heart melting and reconnecting with the happier times in his life. Moonlight is a beautiful, beautiful film, and one of the best descriptions that I read about it is that it's a poetic and film, and it is a portrait of contemporary African American life, and it's intensely personal. So it's really interesting how it plays that whole gamut of human dynamic and human emotion. Moonlight
is... The more we can connect to one another on a human level, the better.
Absolutely. And this is going to be an award bait film, Moonlight. You want to go check it out. Certain Women has a great cast. Michelle Williams, we talked about her earlier today. Kristen Stewart and Laura Dern star in a film by a wonderful filmmaker, Kelly Reichert, who is particularly focused on films that focus on women's issues and women's personalities. And
she certainly picked the right actresses.
Yep, Certain Women is the film to go check out, and it's going to be around just for a few more
days.
What
about new films this week? I mean, usually this is a kind of a dry week because we're leading up to the Thanksgiving week.
Well, they actually start releasing films that they expect to play well through the weekend. Next Wednesday, there's going to be a lot of films that get released as well. The Handmaiden is what we're opening up at the Michigan Theater. This is by Korean director Park Chan-wook, and he did Old Boy, which won the Cannes Prize, and Stoker, and Lady Vengeance are also a couple of films that won prizes. And this is based on a British novel called Fingersmith from the 1930s, and it's set in 1930s. 1930s colonial Korea and Japan. So it's a British film, but it's set in Korea and Japan. And it's about a woman who lives in a large mansion. She gets married. She has family wealth, and this handmaiden is part of a con team that's trying to get her money away from her. There's a lot of great reviewed films that are opening this week, but this is the best. 94% positive reviews.
Yeah, that's pretty rarefied air there.
Yep. The Handmaiden uses a Victorian crime novel. It's its loose interpretation for a visually sumptuous film. So
you are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And tell me about Bleed for This.
Yes, well, Miles Teller, if you liked him, he's a great actor.
He was in Whiplash, right.
And he was the kid drummer in this. And then this one, he's a boxer, and he plays a character called Pazinza. Well, I completely blew that. But his boxing character is called the Panzamanian Devil. So there you go.
Wait, you got to give it one more
Panzamanian Devil.
There you go.
All right, there we go. And Bleed for This is the name of the film. Don't get messed up with what I'm not saying correctly. But he gets in a near-fail car accident where he breaks his neck, and they say, you're not going to walk again. But
let alone box, right.
Yeah, and so, but he learns to walk, and he gets back in the ring, but obviously this may be a fatal kind of thing. The reviews on this are strong, 73% positive review. The critic consensus is Bleed for This rises on the strengths of Miles Teller's starring performance and delivers a solid fact-based boxing drama. So go check it out. The Edge of 17.
The Stevie Nicks song?
It's the second best reviewed film after Handmaiden, 92% positive reviews, and Hallie Stanfield plays a girl on the edge of 17. Her brother, Darren, played by Blake Jenner, has turned into
This is the one that's drawing comparisons to a John Hughes film,
exactly,
right?
And yeah. Woody Harrelson's in it. He plays a teacher in it. And Hallie Stanfield, her brother becomes very popular and starts to date her best friend. And she's not having the social success in high school that she wants. And then she's interested in this guy and sends some texts. And anyway, The Edge of 17 is a sharp script. And Hallie Stanfield's performance is excellent. And it's more than just another coming-of-age drama. So Edge of 17 is worth checking out. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. If you are a J.K. Rowling fan, if you are a Harry Potter fan, now this isn't
pretty much automatically made it a $100 million film.
Yeah, and strong reviews on this one as well. And this one's actually set in the United States. So there's a suitcase that has some monsters in it, and they get out. And then Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
This is kind of an experimental Ang Lee film, isn't it?
Well, a little bit, but you're not going to see it in the experimental format. So he shot it in 120 frame fast frame rate. Now most movies are shown these days at 24 frames a second.
So our eyes and our minds are going to process it somewhat differently.
Well, you're not going to see it in that version. You're going to see it in the 24 frames a second version.
Okay, gotcha.
But it was shot, and it's only being shown in New York and LA. It didn't quite go the way they wanted it to. Now I want you to start thinking about your holiday movie going. Next week we're going to open Loving, which is this great film based on a true story. The Warner Brother cartoons are going to be shown right after Thanksgiving. We're going to do White Christmas the Friday after Thanksgiving. And our holiday film series starts next Sunday, a week from this Sunday, with The Muppet Christmas Carol. So lots of great movies coming up. Go check it out.
There's a lot to choose from, and there will be even more next week. So join us for another edition of Cinema Chat next Thursday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair.
From Hollywood.